For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, bringing you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, but the best way to listen is to go to the Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. You can also go to www.ehlradio.com. You can listen to this podcast and many others. We have lots of good information. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Bill Cadwallader, and he is an MBA EMRS. He's a certified electromagnetic radiation specialist, and he is a radiation consultant for detection, protection, and solutions in homes, schools, and businesses, and other indoor and outdoor environments. And our subject involves the health effects of EMF exposures. Now, Bill, let's start out. Why should people be concerned about EMF? And please, for those who this might be a new subject, would you describe what EMFs are first?
Sure. EMF stands for electromagnetic radiation, and it's like an enormous thick layer of electro soup that has never existed in history before. Where all bioelectric beings, our heart rate, pineal gland, brain waves, all have an electrical component. The problem is that there's huge differences between man-made electromagnetic radiation and what we find in nature. And some people have estimated that we've had 100 million times more exposure than we ever had before all of this stuff came about. It's just spikes of radiation that we have that affect every part of our body. And basically, some of the major things it affects is it damages the DNA. And there's over 5,000 reports by MDs and PhDs that talk about the problems with all this electromagnetic radiation we have. So again, besides damaging the DNA, it compromises the blood-brain barrier, the barrier between our bloodstream in our brain and the brain tissue. And there's actually studies that show that after just about 2 minutes of a cell phone tightly next to your ear, it can actually start to open up the blood-brain barrier, and toxins and heavy metals and all these things that were never designed to be in our brain could actually start to get in our brain. And also, so, it weakens the...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, it weakens the immune system. Some disease we might not have gotten, we might get now. And then now it's a lot harder to get rid of. And it also produces stress proteins, disrupts cell communication. So there's huge ramifications for our health, and we don't really know how all of this is really going to turn out.
Well, there's not been enough attention to electromagnetic radiation and the frequencies, and it seems to me that there are sufficient studies, and you mentioned that. I guess this is a simple question, but why is this not being addressed at levels of the of science and the government as to concerns. My understanding is that there doesn't seem to be an interest and there doesn't seem to be a concern about the negative effects.
Very, very good question, Dana. So what happens is that the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, is actually a agency that's designed to regulate and protect us from the health effects and give us safety from all these devices. Unfortunately, the head of the FCC now is a former attorney of Verizon Wireless. So, and then Harvard did huge studies on all these regulatory bodies and showed that they're what's called a captured agency. They're not there to run roughshod over the industries. They're actually captured by the industries. And out of all the industries, from the FDA to the FCC and all these food and drug, the FCC is the most captured agency. And you'll say, well, how can that be? You know, and it has to do with lobbying dollars. And you might not know, but we always think, and in my book, Exposed, The Electronic Sickening of America and How to Protect Yourself, Including Dangers of 5G and Smart Devices, in there I list all the different lobbyist groups, all the industries, and everyone would say, well, the pharmaceuticals are the largest, right? Well, they were about $297 million, lobbying dollars. And that means dollars I take out of my pocket and I give to legislatures. It's not basically, you know, commercials on TV. But guess what the telecommunications electronic is? It's $497 million. It's more than the FDA. And that's the problem. All these lobbyists are contributing, and then they put actually people from industry on the FCC, and then they go back to industry, and they're not going to do anything to countermand this. And what they did in 1999 or 1996, they wrote the new telecommunication law way back when. And as part of that new law, it was literally written by the electrical utilities and the cell phone companies. And in that law, it said you can never install a cell tower. It can never be denied based on health or environmental concerns. Well, what other concerns are there? And that stood for over 20 years. People have tried to fight that. Again, there's over 5,000 independent studies not paid by the industry. And they just, if you got the lobbying dollars, they're not going to change it. So they made the standard for how much radiation you can get so high that literally you'd have to put your pillow on a cell phone tower to exceed it. And what happens is we normally see issues maybe around 100, 200, I'm going to use a unit, but 100 to 200 microwatts per meter squared. Their standard is 10 million. 10 million? How can that be? I mean, if anyone hears a standard and they use the number 10 million, that can't be good. But it's been that way for over 20 years. They tried to fight it. And that's the problem that we have. It's a captured agency run by the telecommunications industry.
Well, it seems like it's an uphill climb. And like many issues that we have faced, by the time we do something, it's a day late and a dollar short. It's not addressing things proactively and then trying to compensate for damage or for the, you know, the consequences of exposures. So talk about the electromagnetic radiation in nature from the sun and the earth itself and lightning, which we had some last night.
I can imagine. You mentioned that back there on the East Coast. So what happens is it's all what's called direct current. It's just a smooth little wave. It's been around forever and ever since we've been humans. And it's just been there. They've shown beneficial aspects from it. When they go into space, they actually have some devices to try to simulate those natural radiations, you know, that we've had. We've had, everyone's heard of the Schumann resonance and things like that. This stuff is not a smooth little wave. It's being pulsed anywhere from like billions of times a second to our electricity is a lot less, but it's still being pulsed. And that's the problem, is as we've gone up to the cell phones and all those frequencies, they're just being pulsed, and we've just never seen that. Our body has all reacted negatively to this, and that's what those over 5,000 studies show, that it's not the same type of radiation, you know, calm radiation. So if I went to someone, I said, hey, you know, go down and get 100 x-rays tomorrow. People would say, 100 x-rays? You got to be kidding. That's too much radiation. But what we have is we have smaller amounts, but it's continually where the glass of water continuously fills up, where we start to get into those ionizing radiation. We have non-ionizing radiation in all the cell phone communication and all the radiation I measure. But again, as it starts to fill up, that's where people have issues, like the cell phone. After as little as 2 minutes, your blood-brain barriers can start to open up, and the bad, you know, things from your bloodstream can now migrate to your brain tissue. So
now, many people are switching to using Wi-Fi as far as listening to their cell phone, listening to music. And how does that compare to plugging into a cell phone and using the earpieces that way? Is there a difference?
Yeah, huge difference. And let me just talk to it at this point. We have solutions for this. So we're not saying bad, bad, bad. There's nothing you can do. But that's why we wrote the two books, Exposed, and then also we just came out actually 2 weeks ago, a little less than 2 weeks ago, Quick and Easy EMF Guide, 99 Tips to Lower Exposure to Harmful Radiation. So in there we have 99 tips. The other book has over 30 pages of quick and easy things you can do, mainly at no cost, just changing a couple of habits. So with the Wi-Fi, and I mentioned that, you know, around 100, 150, 200, we want you sort of around that or under that. We'd like to have you even lower than that. But when you have a Wi-Fi router, recently I just measured one, it was 2.5 million. So as that, I mean, that's just so much more that you're getting, and I'll measure phones on a regular basis. If I put my meter right on top of the phone, it'll be 2.5 million. So what we recommend you do is turn airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off, and then that knocks off all the radiation. Download whatever you're going to listen to. So I download podcasts and things like that to your phone. And then don't use a wireless headset. Don't use the earbuds at all. Just use a plug-in if you like, or use speaker mode. And when I go out to a home, I do audits and inspections and remediations. What I do is I normally have a good, better, and best solution. So that's what we always give to people to try to use to cut the time, cut the dosage, and increase the distance. So DDT.
DDT, I like that. And we're going to talk more about this in the next segment. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, for your host for the hour, and we are talking about electromagnetic radiation, and we're talking with Bill Cadwalder, and we are going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One Multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One Multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We're having a great conversation with Bill Cadwallader, and he is a certified electromagnetic radiation specialist, and he's a consultant for detection, protection, and solutions in homes, schools, businesses, and other indoor and outdoor environments. And our subject involves the health effects of EMR exposures. And what I like about you, Bill, is that you are giving solutions. Not just here's the problem, but here's the problem and here are the solutions. So we want to continue with that discussion. Let's keep going. You talked about using the earbuds connected to the cell phone, going into airplane mode, et cetera. What other solutions do you have to offer to the multiplicity of problems that we have with this issue?
Good question, Dana. On my website, I actually have 10 ways, so people don't have to take notes, but they can, 10 ways you can reduce radiation exposure now. We also have 99 tips, but let me get into that because solutions are the most important thing. If you don't have any solutions, why are we even talking about that? One of the most important things is take your cell phone tonight, move it off your nightstand, do not charge it on your nightstand. Most people don't know that a cell phone, even if you're not making a call, is trying to connect to the nearest cell tower, Bluetooth, or Wi-Fi device every 6 to 30 seconds. And when it connects and send that pulse out, it's a thousands of times a safe level. It's so crazy. And so what we recommend, and again, good, better, and best solution, move it as far away as you can. If it's not an emergency contact phone number, then turn the airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. But if you have to do it, then again, move it just as far away as you have. I have mine in my master bathroom. That's a good place to go. But again, good, better, and best. Every little bit helps. Do you have time for a story about what happened to a young girl? So I was coming out of an inspection. We were in a house, and I was with the lady, and she was escorting me out. And she said, you know, there's a girl across the street. She's 16 years old. I said, wow, okay. She just had surgery. I said, surgery? What for? She had a huge brain tumor or a huge tumor on the side of her face. It was a 9-hour surgery. Fortunately, it was benign. And I said, what does she do? She sleeps with her cell phone right next to her pillow. Every 6 to 30 seconds, that cell phone goes off. Thousands of times levels of safe radiation, and it's doing it every 6 to 30 seconds all night long. So I said, I hope someone tells her to move that cell phone. And I happened to see that lady about a year later, and I said, how's the girl on the other side of the street? Not good. I said, not good? What do you mean? The tumor grew back. Did she move her cell phone? No. This time, it was another 9-hour surgery. It was cancerous, and she had plastic surgery on a 17-year-old girl. I mean, just if she moved away. And I can't prove that that phone caused it on the same side of the face, but I can prove if she would have moved that phone across the room, that would have never happened. So again, parents, don't let your kids sleep with their cell phone. Move that as far away. I go into houses and parents collect the phones, you know, before the kids go to bed at night. And again, it's just, even if you're not making a call, and here's a tragedy that, in my opinion, didn't have to happen.
Yes, I know that some of these studies have shown that you can differentiate where a person is placing their cell phone by different signs and symptoms in a brain scan. And that should be frightening enough. I guess nature did not expect us to create all of this radiation to go through the skull to get to the brain. The skull is supposed to be protective, but it's not for everyone. And I have a sister who was a flight attendant for 45 years, and she said that flight attendants have high rates of miscarriage, of course the females, and illnesses. And that's because they're in planes that are so high up, getting more radiation exposure. So I know that that's been a concern. You know, let's talk about this quintillion, the exposure is a quintillion times more radiation than our grandparents received, and it grows every day. Quintillion. I just can't comprehend it.
You know, is it 20 numbers? Is it 19 numbers? You know, at one point, it really doesn't matter. It's just so large, and we're just seeing the effects. And on the brain tumors, they're called glioblastoma multiforms, and in Denmark and in the U.S., they've doubled since the cell phones have been out. And it's normally always on the side that the person holds the phone. And you won't believe this, Dana. Between my wife and myself, within a year and a half, we knew 6 people who had a brain tumor. How can that be? 6 people? So when you're in your early 20s, Dana, how many of your friends had cancer or a brain tumor?
Yeah, that's, the numbers are not looking good. Do you want to talk about some more examples or perhaps more solutions? The solutions are great.
Sure. And again, one more thing on the miscarriages. So about 2 years ago, Kaiser Permanente, a large health organization in California, did a study on ladies, and they showed the rate of miscarriages were up considerably depending upon how much electromagnetic radiation they had in their environment while they were expecting or pregnant. And again, there's a short-term study, less than 9 months, and it just showed it. So Kaiser Permanente did that as well. So I can, when your sister said on the airlines, and now the one other things they've added to the airlines, now those flight attendants now have all the Wi-Fi that's going on now. So when I fly someone, I measure the Wi-Fi as well in my seat with my meter, one of my meters, and it's really up there. But let's get back to the solutions. So whenever you're carrying your phone on your body, turn Wi-Fi, airplane mode on, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth off. So again, whenever you do that, that cuts off all the radiation. It's sort of interesting. There was a study that came up and showed colorectal cancer, 65 and above, since the last 10 or 15 years has been dropping like crazy. But guess what's happened to 20 to the 49-year-olds? It's gone up. Well, hold it. How can it drop at the 65 and below, but the 20 to 49 go up? Guess where ladies carry their phone normally? In their back pocket. Guess where guys carry their phone? In their front pocket. So again, whenever you have it on your body, airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. Whenever you want to check your messages, just turn airplane mode back off again, and you can check your messages. You haven't lost anything. So that's one thing I would always do. I have a story about a young person. Do you want to hear about how he carried his phone and what happened? So we were at a actually a workshop in Southern California. We're at a firefighter's house. And so we have workshops where we go through the house and do inspections. So he brought his young son out. He said, here's my 19-year-old son. We didn't know what that was about. He just had a hip replacement. How could a 19-year-old son have a hip replacement? He took his phone as a freshman in high school, put it in his front pocket, left it there all the way through high school, 4 years. He graduated. Shortly after he graduated, he was hiking behind his house, jumped off a rock, broke his hip. They rushed him to emergency, put him up on the surgery table. And the first thing the surgeon found, she found a huge tumor right where he always kept the phone. She went through the tumor, then she couldn't believe her eyes. She could take her finger and run it right through the bone. The bone was completely dissolved. And again, every 6 to 30 seconds, that phone goes off thousands of times, the radiation trying to find the nearest cell tower, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. So just basically turn airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. It's completely safe.
Well, we will keep up with these solutions. You've got so many good solutions. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are talking with Bill Cadwalader, and we are learning a lot about the effects of electromagnetic radiation and solutions. I love that we get solutions. You can also go to Exposed, which is one of Bill's books, and do you also have Quick Tips, a book about Quick Tips, correct?
Just came out less than 2 weeks ago. It's Quick and Easy EMF Guides, 99 Tips to Lower Exposure to Harmful Electromagnetic Radiation. And in the back of it, one thing we have too is every single room in the house has basically problems that could be in that room, Wi-Fi, wireless, and Bluetooth problems, or something that's wired. So again, someone doesn't have a meter, they can just go down like the nursery. What could be a problem? Baby monitors, one of the biggest problems there are, Dana. And
well,
what
we
I do
will
is
continue update. This. We will continue this. Thank you, Bill. And stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with more interesting information.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I want to alert you to a lot of good information. Go to myvillagegreen.com. And there's some excellent information on how careful they're being within their business and how you can get what you need from Village Green in a safe manner, either picked up, walked out to your car, or mailed to you. So they deliver locally, so please go to myvillagegreen.com. Now, we're having a wonderful conversation with Bill Cadwallader, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. Bill, can you give the information for our listeners to get in touch with your website and be able to learn something from your website?
Sure, Dana. The website's called StopDirtyElectricity.com. And the YouTube channel is the same, and Facebook as well. So those are all great resources. I also have short one-minute videos called Step Away from the Microwave, how harmful is the microwave? So you can see immediately how far you have to go away. Also have cancer on your nightstand. So we put a cell tone on the nightstand, and we put the meter right on the pillow so someone can see how much radiation they're getting. So yep. Thank you. Please go to those places. And then also we have tips you can download, 10 ways you can reduce radiation exposure right now. And these are some of the tips I'm covering as well as in the books.
Well, let's keep talking about more tips. And I know that I want to go back to compromising the blood-brain barrier and the increase in certain types of brain tumors, as well as weakening the immune system. So can you go over that and then give us more tips?
Sure. What those studies showed that with the immune system being compromised, it's a huge problem. The National Toxicology did a study. It started in about 1999, went to 2015, and they showed that which the with a regular cell phone, not even a smartphone, that this distance from this particular animal for this amount of time created tumors in the brain as well as in the heart. So again, it's all about DDT, not the old DDT, but the new DDT. What's your dosage? What's your distance? And what's the amount of time? And we're always trying to reduce that. And on the blood-brain barrier, there's huge issues when that opens up. And all the metals, the toxic metals plus toxic elements in your brain can actually start migrating to your brain tissue. And actually, there's I do have a PowerPoint that I have, and I show a study that was done where it shows 16 different neurobehavioral issues that are caused by a cell tower, how close you are to a cell tower. So all of this has huge ramifications. And even in, I know you deal a lot with autism and ADHD. So I have a colleague of mine out of Pennsylvania, and she sees regularly children or parents with autistic children, or at least on the autistic spectrum. And do you have time for a short story on that, on autism?
Yes, yes.
So she went to a house. The husband of the house had 10 TVs, every single wireless device in the world. The child was on the autism spectrum, and she was going through trying, you know, unplugging some things. Then she went out to the mother's car, asked her if she had Bluetooth. What car doesn't have Bluetooth? And literally she turned off the Bluetooth on the mother's car, and the child started to act more normally. That sort of... Now, that's not doesn't happen all the time and everything. And again, let me just say, every disease in the world is not caused by electromagnetic radiation. So, but it could be the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, there's nutrition issues. There's all these other environmental issues. But again, what we try to do is remove the electromagnetic radiation cause for these diseases that could be causing it. So that's just one quick story on autism. And what are the latest statistics on autism and ADHD, Dana? Have they increased? Are more and more kids getting it?
Gets worse every day. When I got into this field of autism, it was 1 in 10,000. Then it started dropping. And I believe it was the 70s that it became 1 in 2,000, then 1 in 1,500, 1 in 1,000. And then when it hit 1 in 500, I couldn't believe it. We're now at 1 out of 45 to 65, depending on the state. And a lot of it has to do with toxicity exposures. We know that. And we know that it's getting bigger and bigger now. People will say the diagnosis is becoming more encompassing. That, out of an increase of 600, 200 of that would be better diagnosis. But true full-blown autism is difficult to miss. That's not something that people miss easily. So we're paying attention to everything, and you're very correct about the exposures to electromagnetic frequencies and radiation and what they do to the brain. What else do you have to share with us?
Your router. Where's your router? So we recommend getting that router as far away as possible from where you sit and sleep and stand. So a lot of times I work in the Southwest, Southwest states here, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Southern California. And a lot of times we can actually move the router all the way into the garage. So no problem at all. That's where all the lines come in. Again, the East Coast might be a little bit different, but get it as far away as you can. What we also recommend is you get a router that has an on and off switch for the Wi-Fi. So whenever you don't need the Wi-Fi, just turn it off. And then whenever you need it, turn it on. And remember, we have a good, better, and best solution. We would recommend that you use Wi-Fi very, very little and sort of hardwire. You can actually hardwire your phone. and you can hardwire your laptop, your desktop, and as well as your iPad. So again, just keep that Wi-Fi off as much as possible and move the source of it, the router. And again, normally I'll measure a router, it'll be about 2.5 million right on top of it. We want you in about the 100 range, a little bit less, a little bit more. So that's a good thing to do. And if someone can't actually, this is more advanced, but if someone can't turn off the Wi-Fi for whatever reason, they actually sell cloth you can wrap around the router and it'll drop the signal. I had a router that was 2.5 million, got it down to about 250 just by wrapping some special material around it. So yes, do the router. Would you like another tip?
Sure. We love tips.
Replace all your cordless phones. So those phones that you pick up in the house that you use on your landline, the base continually puts out radiation 24/7, even if you're not making a call. So replace that landline cordless phone with a regular phone that basically has a cord on it. And Dana just showed me she had one. That's the best thing you can do. And if you get one, make sure it doesn't have an extra handset, because if it does have an extra handset, it's communicating wirelessly. And those things are $25, you know, at the big box stores, so they're very inexpensive. So that's one thing I would recommend that you do. And
what else do you have to share? We have a few minutes left in this segment. These are
whenever you use
clinical pearls.
Yeah. Whenever you use your microwave, some people recommend you don't use a microwave. So again, we recommend you don't. That's actually out of my field on food, but we recommend electromagnetically that you do not use your microwave very much. But if you're going to use it, get as far away as you can. On my website and my YouTube, I have step away from the microwave, and you can see how far you have to get. So it's only a 1 minute video. But do you want the punchline right now, Dana, on how far?
Yes.
40 feet. 40 feet you have to get, and you can see it. I go through multiple rooms and hallways. So, again, if you still use a microwave, turn it on. And remember your pets. Get your pets away from the microwave. Don't have your pets sleep in front of your entertainment center. All those things like Apple TV, your smart TV, the router, wherever that is, all that puts out tons of radiation. The cancer in pets are now like 1 in 1.2 or something like that. It's crazy. So move their bed away from that, all your electronics. Get them as far away as possible. And normally don't have a bed on a wall, because even your cables in your wall can cause issues on the pet. So just move it toward the center of the room. For your pets.
Well, that's a lot of good advice, and we are going to continue this very stimulating conversation in the final segment. For those of you who've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host. We're sponsored by Village Green Apothecary, and I encourage you to contact Village Green. They have lots of good information and lots of products to share. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that in our final segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living, and also through www.ehlradio.com. And we welcome comments or suggestions on the shows. We like to give you what you want to hear. So today our guest is Bill Cadwallader, and we've been talking about electromagnetic radiation and what it is and what it does, and we've been getting lots of good tips from Bill. So I'm going to let Bill continue to talk about exposures and how you can make your house safer.
Great. Dana, I have some products you want to avoid for children, for actually infants. You want to know about those? We actually have them listed in the back of our book as well, both exposed and the quick and easy EMF guide. But I go to the Consumer Electronics Show every year in Las Vegas, and they have all the new wireless gadgets in the world. And every year I update the books, the back of the book, so people can know these things can be harmful or are harmful. So let me just talk about three things I saw recently. You won't believe this, but they have a smart baby bottle. So in there, it's Bluetooth, and it tells the parent on their cell phone how much liquid is left in the baby bottle and the temperature. So basically a baby is wrapping her or his arms around a mini cell tower. It's just constantly radiating. Not good. And when I talk, you can see my PowerPoint on my YouTube channel. You can see I have about 100 slides I go through, and I have this as well. But then I asked people, I said, it can't be worse than that, right? Wrapping your arms around a cell tower. Now they have Wi-Fi diapers. Literally, it wraps around the abdomen of the child to tell if the child is wet on the parent's cell phone. Now they're taking the cell tower and wrapping around the abdomen of a child, and that's continually radiating thousands of times the safe level. And you'll say, it can't get worse than that. Then I put up my next slide, and guess what it is? It's a pacifier. It tells the parent the temperature of the child. Now they're literally sucking on a cell tower anytime they have that pacifier in their mouth, thousands of times a safe level. And those are just three of the worst things I've seen. But the good news is you don't have to use that. You can go over, you could take a child's temperature, you can look at the bottle, and you can feel if the child's wet, just like they did probably when you were younger. Dana, is that correct? The old
time. Absolutely. You know, this is hard to believe. And it's the nightmare that, remember when they had asbestos blankets?
Right.
I don't know if you remember that. That goes back a long time ago, asbestos blankets. And it seems like we don't learn from our history and from, I guess, also, right now the government isn't concerned. Certain aspects of the scientific and medical community are concerned, but the concern isn't great enough, even though we've got so many studies. Give us some more information on what some of the studies have found, Bill. And for those that have just tuned in, we are with Bill Cadwalader, and we are learning a lot about the effects of electromagnetic radiation in our lives. So keep that conversation going, Bill.
Sure. There was, and just to get back with you on asbestos, so when did they know asbestos was a real problem? So in my book, I detail these issues like asbestos, BPA, lead in paint, lead in gasoline, DDT, as well as smoking. They knew lead was asbestos was a problem in 1918, was the very first study. And it wasn't till the mid-70s, 60 years later. And so this is the collusion that we have between government and industry, and even BPAs, they knew there was a problem in 1930. And lead in gasoline, 1922. But here's the kicker, smoking. So when did we know there was a problem in smoking? The first study that came out was 1929 that associated smoking with lung cancer. It took over 70 years to have this sort of reconciliation in the early, so it was decades. So again, don't let government and industry tell you what to do. You can take it, the bull by the horn, and do it as well.
Well, I'm going to throw into that mix alcohol in pregnancy. And it was known back in the 1800s that alcohol could cause fetal defects and early deliveries and also negative brain effects. We didn't put that warning on until the late 70s. And it was well understood, and many other countries preceded us. I will say that the person in charge of the Institute of Medicine committee that set standards was an alcoholic. And I know this because one of my professors was on the committee, and he refused to put a warning about alcohol for pregnant women. And so they all stood up and said, we are going to go to the Institute of Medicine, the head of it, and we're going to resign if you do not let us put the warning on. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, my God, you just can't trust the government to deal appropriately. The other thing I will throw in there, and my listeners have heard this over and over, is we knew in the 30s that hydrogenated oils were very dangerous. Hydrogenation turned oils into, it's a Jekyll Hyde kind of issue, and we had higher fetal death rates in the rat pups whose mothers ate margarine, and we knew that in the 30s. By the 50s, it was clear. And when did they ban it? They just banned it in 2000. And we were one of the last countries to ban it. Yet, the University of Maryland, which is very close to where I am and where I received my master's in biochemistry, They were the leading researchers in the world on hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids. Yet the government right here next door, USDA, FDA, NIH, ignored it until finally, after 2000, they were banned. And, you know, that's 50 years too late. It is 50 years too late. So this is a pattern that we've seen. A minute for you to do a finish and guide people toward your YouTubes.
Sure. And one last thing, mothers, please don't use a baby monitor. If you're going to use one, you have to test it. If you want a safe baby monitor, it's not my website. You can go out to techwellness.com. It's one of the worst things in the world you can do. And I have on my YouTube and on my website, I show you what a baby monitor looks like, how far you have to get away. And it's over 20 feet. What room is 20 feet wide? So again, don't use that baby monitor. And again, all these steps you can download automatically, buy the books if you want, Kindle, but it's stopdirtyelectricity.com. And I also have a free 15-minute consultation. So someone just calls me up. They have specific questions they want to ask. Just go to the website. You can check on that. I love talking with people and talking about their specific issues. And most of the time, we have solutions specifically for those people. So stopdirtyelectricity.com. And again, Dana, thanks for having me on to get this so important message out to people that people are not even aware of. And they can just make small little changes in their habits, and they can reduce this radiation by huge amounts.
Well, I want to thank you, Bill, for being on the show and sharing your wisdom. And I'm reminded of this. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And I thought, I like that saying, and those of us that tend to be in this field of preventive health, functional medicine, complementary medicine, alternative medicine, tend to do this. We like to share our information. And it's one of the reasons I enjoy doing this show, because I get to share a lot of good information. I want to thank you for being with us, Bill.
Thanks again, Dana. I really appreciate it again, getting this most valuable message out to the people.
And I always learn a lot. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day. Every minute, a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.